Welcome to H2 Tech Talk, the web's most sustainable podcast and your premier destination for expert insights into the global hydrogen sector. Dive into our informative series as we explore the latest advancements, news, and trends in the realm of sustainable energy. H2 Tech is a leading source of up-to-date, compelling discussions around hydrogen technology. Don't forget to subscribe and share to stay connected with the world of hydrogen innovation and sustainable solutions. Now, here's this week's episode.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest installment of H2 Tech Talk. Today, we are joined by Kevin Quast, Global Commercialization Lead for Green Hydrogen Catalyst Coated Membrane at Honeywell UOP. He'll be taking some time today to explain the CCM and its importance and helping with electrolyzer functions and so on. So how about we welcome in our guests here? How are you doing, Kevin?
Great, Tyler. Great to be here. Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak to you and your global audience around Honeywell UOP's Catalyst Coated Membrane Green Hydrogen Solution.
Yes, thank you for joining us and giving us some insight into this technology here. So how about we get started, Kevin, with you describing your role at UOP?
You bet. As you mentioned, Tyler, in the introduction, I'm the global commercialization lead for our Green Hydrogen Catalyst Coated Membrane Solution at Honeywell UOP. What that means is I'm focused on defining the market and determining the market size and also doing a lot of customer interaction and voice of customer related conversations so that we can adaptly and accurately market our product, the catalyst coated membrane, to the electrolyzer OEMs, but also understand those end uses of the hydrogen in the future as we transition from a hydrocarbon-based economy over to a hydrogen-based economy. So really doing a lot around strategy, sizing the market, determining the end users and end use industries, as well as working with our electrolyzer OEM partners to get the catalyst-coated membrane into their electrolyzers and into the market.
Okay, so more on that. I mean, what is Honeywell UOP's Green Hydrogen CCM program?
You bet. So it is actually a product. So if you think in terms of green hydrogen, what green hydrogen is the production of hydrogen, which is then either used for process industries or can be used as an alternative to, as a fuel or an alternative fuel. What makes it green is that the electrolyzer is powered by renewable electricity, meaning primarily wind or solar. It could be geothermal. Anything that is of a green nature or renewable nature makes it a green electrolyzer. And so green hydrogen is then created out of that electrolyzer. And what is an electrolyzer? An electrolyzer takes water and breaks it into oxygen and into hydrogen. Well, how does it do that? There is a membrane inside the electrolyzer that is coated with precious metals, meaning platinum and iridium, and those react and split the water molecule into the oxygen atom and into the hydrogen atom. And so the Honeywell UOP catalyst coated membrane is the membrane that is the heart of the electrolyzer, enabling the creation of the hydrogen by breaking the water into the oxygen and into the hydrogen.
And in this process, I mean, does it make any difference on what your end use is, whether maybe you would utilize a CCM if you are looking to use it as an alternative fuel, but would it for process industries? Is there anything there?
So, yeah, I'm going to answer this in a couple of different ways. So right now, if you wanted to do electrolysis and create hydrogen through water electrolysis, there's two current technologies on the market and a technology that's still in the lab, but that is being developed. The primary one that is currently in the market and at commercial scale and producing hydrogen currently is called AEL, or alkaline electrolysis. And it uses a chemical solution and some chemicals to do the break and create the hydrogen and the oxygen. The one that we've talked about a little bit here is the next one, which is we're using a catalyst-coated membrane to do that separation of the water molecule. And the one that is the most prevalent right now in the industry is PEM. The one that's in the lab right now that Honeywell UOP is also doing some very advanced studies on is called AEM. And there's a little bit of a difference between PEM and AEM and alkaline in the way that they do the break and the power resources and requirements for it. But in essence, what they do is any three of those technologies create the hydrogen for you. There's some distinct advantages to PEM and AEM from a cost perspective, as well as not having some of the corrosives and other elements that the current alkaline technology has. PEM and AEM are much more efficient and use less electricity, and their cost hopefully will be coming down in the future. And why is this important? It's because as you look at the hydrogen economy, hydrogen is going to play an important role in that energy transition away from the hydrocarbons. And you know, the hydrogen demand is expected to grow anywhere from 5 to 7 times over the next 30 years or so. The production of hydrogen in general, whether you use any three of those technologies, is going to have similar characteristics. Honeywell actually has a couple of purification technologies that can purify both the oxygen as well as the hydrogen. So there are some industries where the hydrogen purification or the hydrogen purity is very important. The same way with oxygen. There are certain industries where the purity of the oxygen is incredibly important. So in addition to creating the membrane that is the main component to the heart of the electrolyzer to create the hydrogen, once the hydrogen and the oxygen are produced, we have a green hydrogen purification technology, one that has been in place for decades called TSA, and a newer technology that's called PSA. And then on the green oxygen side, we've also got a purification technology that will make ultra-pure oxygen. As you can imagine, if you're producing oxygen and you want to use it in a clean room environment, you need to use it maybe in a medical type of application. It's incredibly important to have that very clean. Same way with the hydrogen. There are certain applications where you want to have ultra-pure hydrogen, and these technologies kind of go bolt on to the back end of the electrolyzer to enable that that purity. But all three of these technologies, to answer your question, produce a hydrogen of a certain quantity and a certain quality, and the end uses, whether that is with for power for vehicles or like Class 8 trucks, whether it is used as an alternative to hydrocarbon-based fuels for steel making or for petroleum refining or in cement industries, or even as a power source for the HVAC units that are being used for your data centers. Any one of those can use the hydrogen that comes out of these processes.
Fair enough. I mean, so basically, if I'm understanding correctly, I guess depending on the level of purity required for the hydrogen would determine whether you would use a CCM or not.
It's more of the CCM is going to produce hydrogen for whatever clarity or purity that you need. There's additional technologies that Honeywell UOP has that can go on the back end. If you need a even purer oxygen than what comes out of the electrolyzer, or pure hydrogen that comes out of the electrolyzer. But the production of the hydrogen is done by the catalyst-coated membrane that Honeywell makes that goes into the PEM electrolyzers.
Gotcha. So, I mean, and you said for the future of Honeywell is researching or looking into AEM. So is there any other, and of course you've been doing work with PEM and Alkaline. Is there any thoughts on maybe moving into exploring solid oxide electrolysis or anything like that? Or,
you know, there's multiple things that our R&D team does. I work very closely with our R&D group. You know, we've been creating membranes for over 40 plus years in the oil and gas industry for gas purification. And that's the Seprex membrane. And we're leveraging, you know, kind of world's best scientists and researchers and individuals within our R&D lab looking into not only the differentiation of what our PEM membrane brings to the industry, and I'll go into that in a little bit, but also looking at an AEM membrane that has characteristics that the industry is looking for. We're looking at, you know, all sorts of different technologies, whether it is enhanced fuel cell type technology, SOEC, the solid oxides, et cetera, that you refer to. We're doing research in all these different areas. You know, the application for that solid oxide is more for fuel cells versus this is the PEM and the AEM membranes are more for the creation of the hydrogen versus the end use, or the, I'll call it the burning, or the use of it, or the conversion of it over to power. But we're looking across the board. You know, I'm amazed and I'm humbled by the capabilities that Honeywell UOP has across the globe in the way of their R&D capabilities, top-notch researchers, and individuals within our R&D area that are leading edge, you know, on the leading edge of the technologies and advancing the technologies.
I've been one of your R&D facilities. Yeah, cool stuff. So let me ask, what is special about UOP's catalyst-coated membrane?
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about the membrane itself. So right now, within a PEM electrolyzer or an AEM electrolyzer, you've got this membrane. The membrane is a subcomponent of all the different pieces. But like I said, it's kind of like the heart. It's very, very important. When you look at the cost makeup of that membrane, a significant amount of the cost, about 35-36% of the cost, is associated with the catalyst, meaning the catalyst metals, the platinum and the iridium that help have the reaction within the membrane to break the water molecule. The membrane cost itself is also a portion of that, et cetera. So if you look and you say roughly a third, a little bit more than a third, are the membrane metals, the metals that are used. We, with our PEM membrane, we have been able to do a couple of different things. Reduce that amount of metal that's required, and additionally have significantly better performance with our PEM catalyst-coated membrane. And so that leads to reduced overall CapEx. So with the studies that we've done internally, as well as with OEM electrolyzer partners, our membrane has been shown to enable higher electrolyzer efficiency and current density. And what this means is that overall, we're reducing not only the catalyst, the platinum and the iridium, which are precious metals and very rare, and they're in short supply, so they're high priced, but it's the reduction of those metals, but it's also the improvement of the actual efficiency of the membrane itself. And those in combination are reducing the overall electrolyzer stack cost by about 25-35%. And that's a significant CapEx cost reduction for the electrolyzer OEMs or manufacturers, of being able to get them more efficient and more hydrogen production through our membrane than competing membranes, and also reducing that overall CapEx for them as well.
Wow. So you kind of answered my next question with that. So by reducing the amount of these precious metals that are needed, you make the electrolyzer more efficient as well, which reduces mm-hmm. the CapEx.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that would be how the CCM decreases electrolyzer costs.
Yeah. So the best way to think of it, there's really two advantages to the Honeywell UOP green hydrogen catalyst coated membrane that we're creating for PEM right now. One is on the reduction of the CapEx. So we've got a higher current density, you know, getting into some technical knowledge and words here, but it's like we've got a higher current density with a similar voltage to the competitors. And what that enables is the performance of our membrane is better, it's higher. And our catalyst that we're using less catalyst, but yet they're reacting better. They're having a better reaction to produce more hydrogen. So that overall is the way that we've made the membrane is reducing those precious group metal costs, the iridium and the platinum. So that cost is coming down. So that loading of the amount of catalyst required is going down. And we're also working on some formulations for a future, you know, generation number two of our PEM CCM, where it's going to be non-precious metals. So we're trying to actually even get rid of those iridium and platinum catalysts from it to reduce the cost even more. And our catalyst, because we've produced membranes and we've been doing this for 40 years in industry, we're able to actually produce the catalyst coated membrane, you know, from a production perspective, lower the cost of the actual production. And so we're very efficient. We know how to produce the membranes in bulk. We've been doing it for 40 years. We're going to reduce and hopefully eliminate the precious group metals. The membrane itself is much more efficient in the usage or in the creation of hydrogen. So that's all reducing the CapEx. And then on the other side, you've got, I'll call it an operational efficiency improvement. So it's really improving the electrolyzer efficiency. So we're dropping the CapEx, but on the other side, from an operational perspective, the membrane and the efficiency of the membrane leads to a lower cell or stack voltage required, which means your electrical requirement is lower than the competition or what's available in the market right now. Our membrane has higher stability, meaning it's durable and it's got the stability. It's stable. It produces on a consistent basis. It has a lower resistance, which again means that we're going to produce more hydrogen through that membrane. And really it has even, there's this element called gas crossover, how much oxygen actually gets through the membrane over to the hydrogen side, which you don't want to have. And we've got very, very low gas crossover. And so we're capturing purer hydrogen and able to improve the overall electrolyzer efficiency. And that could mean a couple of different things. One, your electrical cost to run that electrolyzer is lower. Two, it's possible, depending on who the electrolyzer OEM is, they may be able to actually shrink or reduce the number of cells that are required, electrolyzer cells that are required within their electrolyzer to make the same amount of hydrogen. And so I think, you know, again, Honeywell UOP looks at both the capital side of things as well as the operational side of things. We've been working with, you know, end users and in the end use market, the very energy intensive end use markets that these hydrogen electrolyzers are targeted for. We've been in those industries for 50 to 80 years. So we know what they're looking for and what they need. As an end user of this hydrogen within industry and what their targets are from a CapEx perspective and an operational perspective.
Interesting. So, Kevin, you mentioned earlier, which I don't know if you're able to answer this question. It's okay if you're not. The catalyst for the catalyst for the electrolyzers, I've heard whispers of like a cobalt being used as a replacement and things like that. Is that something you guys are exploring?
We have looked at a variety of non-precious metals, meaning external to the platinum and the iridium, which are the precious group metals. We've looked at a variety of different combinations of other metals and other materials to arrive at a much lower cost catalyst coated membrane with still the superior physical properties and efficiency properties of the membrane. I can't talk specifically to what materials we've been using and exploring and the ratios and all of that. That's kind of proprietary, but we've got world-class scientists, some of the best researchers in the world, if not the best in the way of membranes and in catalysts. And so therefore, we're looking at a variety of different combinations of materials. Again, the whole focus is to try to get away from those precious group metals. The platinum is incredibly rare. Iridium is incredibly rare. They're high pressure, you know, high priced metals. And so therefore, trying to get away from those and actually have a non-precious group metal membrane is an aim that we hope to have in a future release of the catalyst-coated membrane.
Excellent. Sounds promising.
It is. It's incredibly exciting.
Kind of to wrap things up, Kevin, how about you tell us some of the other contributions that UOP are working on for the hydrogen economy?
You bet. I am amazed. I was at a meeting last week with our top leadership team and a bunch of our researchers and scientists across Honeywell, and I am just absolutely blown away at everything that the organization is doing for the hydrogen economy and for the transition to hydrogen, whether that's in the aerospace industry, whether that's with us within UOP, which is focused on the petrochemical and the heavy industry, you know, the oil and gas companies, the steel mills, the cement mills, et cetera. So we're very deeply entrenched into this transition. One of the key things I'd point out is, as you look at UOP, I'm just going to go down a list of the few things that we're involved in. So renewable fuels and sustainable aviation fuels, significant influence and impact in this area. We are one of the first, if not the first, that got into renewable fuels. And you'll see if you look at our press announcements and some of the things that we've done with United Airlines around sustainable aviation fuels. That's a way to get away from the hydrocarbon-based, out-of-the-ground type of fuels. That's one area that UOP is focused on, this hydrogen economy and transition. We have a blue hydrogen and what's known as CCUS, or carbon capture, usage, and storage solution. So blue hydrogen is usually using natural gas rather than a renewable energy source for power. Why this is important is that blue hydrogen is in ready supply, it's ready now, it's out there in industry, and it's available. As time transitions, eventually you'll see blue hydrogen installations decrease and the green hydrogen installations increase in number. But right now, there's a lot of news about the blue hydrogen solution. It's a stepping stone to be able to get to the green hydrogen solutions. As mentioned earlier, we've got the green hydrogen purification solution, PSA and TSA, you know, pressure swing absorption, the other one's temperature swing. All they are is a method, again, to make ultra-pure hydrogen. At the same time, we've got a green oxygen purification solution. As mentioned earlier, again, that creates ultra-pure oxygen that comes out of the electrolyzer. And then we have a group that is control systems. And so if you think about the electrolyzer operations, especially as these start to scale up and become gigawatt-type facilities, you need to have effective means to be able to measure the overall operations of the stack, of the balance of plant, meaning all of the different rectifiers and other pieces of equipment that are in the electrolyzer, how they work together, what the power generation is on those, et cetera. And that's what our control systems group does. They also link into a lot of the Honeywell control systems and distributed control systems that a lot of the industry is currently using. So Honeywell has a control systems group that is a very, very wide and large world installed base within the petrochemical industry, the oil and gas industry, the steel industry, et cetera. And these solutions will tie directly in there. So if you think that you put in, a, you know, hypothetically, you put in an electrolyzer to produce hydrogen for power to replace natural gas in a refinery, let's say, the control system and the control mechanism will tie right into the control system that that refinery already has. So your board operators and your operators can see the efficiency and all of the various variables of what the electrolyzer is doing, just like they do for the processing plant. So I'm incredibly proud of these solutions because they all work together in unison as we go to market and we sell solutions to our end customers as well as to the electrolyzer OEMs.
Wow. As usual, whenever I talk to somebody from Honeywell, I'm blown away with the variety of things you all are working on. Thank you, Kevin, for explaining all that to the listeners and for taking time to even talk to us today.
Definitely. Tyler, this was great. I'm certainly glad that I had the opportunity to speak with you and certainly hope that the audience enjoys what I've presented here today. And look forward to seeing it posted and also seeing the comments that individuals have on what was presented.
Absolutely. We're welcome to come back anytime, of course. We'll have to arrange something in the future.
Definitely. Would love to do this again with you. Thank you, Tyler.
And thank you to the listeners for tuning in to another episode of H2 Tech Talk. Please remember to share and subscribe.
Thanks for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe and share to stay connected with the world of hydrogen innovation and sustainable solutions. Email your comments, questions, and suggestions to Tyler.Campbell@gulfenergyinfo.com.